Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD by Tricia Spencer and Howard Raines called Skeleton Key, which is also the name of their band. We heard the classic Stony Point. Skeleton Key is on Old Time Tiki Parlor Records. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we begin our two-week Best of 2017 feature. It's been a year of some very fine new music. Unfortunately, we can't include every worthy recording. We'll begin this week with traditional-based music from the U.S. and the U.K. We'll open with Windborne and their recording Song on the Times. They're an American a cappella group influenced by the Watersons, the Young Tradition, and Finest Kind. We'll open the program with Song of the Lower Classes, a set of traditional lyrics set to music by Ian Robb of Finest Kind. Here's Windborne on the Best of 2017 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
We plow and sow, we are so low that we delve in the dirty clay, till we bless the plain with golden grain and the vale with the fragrant hay. Our place we know, we are so low down at the landlord's feet. We're not too low the bread to grow, but too low the bread to eat. We're low, we are so low, yet from our fingers glide the silken flow and the robes that glow round the limbs of the sons of pride. And what we get and what we give, we know and we know our share. We're not too low the cloth to weave, but too low the cloth to wear. Down, down we go, we are so low, to the hell of the deep-sunk mine. But we gather the proudest gems that glow when the crown of the despot shines. Whenever he lacks, upon our backs fresh loads he deigns to lay. We're far too low to vote the tax, but not too low to pay. We're low as to war. We go to fight some foreign country. That was yesterday our greatest friend, but today's our enemy. God bless our boys, the papers scream. Praise them, the churchmen cry. When the war is won and home we come, who cares if we live or die? We're low, so low, into boats we go to flee war in our home country. And we'll try to make a better life when we land across the sea. But send them back, the press cries out, back to where they came. We're far too low to feed and clothe, but not too low to blame. We are so low, but soon we know that the low folk will arise. The tyrants in their towers of gold shall hear the people's cries. No more shall they hold us in thrall, their lies we will not heed. But every heart shall hear the call, and the people will be free.
How strange it is to think that a poor beggar girl like me should now be known to all that live across this broad county. I was born and raised at Malkin Tower, where I expected to remain. But now I've been condemned to die, I'll never see my home again. My mother is a poor woman, my father I'd never known. My grandmother was a wise woman, she raised me as her own. She taught me all that she didn't know when I was still a child, and together we would ramble o'er the moors for miles. How I wish I was still on the moors of Pendle Hill, where the sweet heather blooms all the day. One day as I was walking in the springtime of the year, I met with a bold paddler on the road through Lancashire. Kind sir, said I, please stop a while, sell three pins to me, for I have 2 and 6 pence, which I'll gladly spend with thee. My torn petticoat, and to me these words did say, you take me for a fool, young girl, I know you cannot pay. If you have 2 and 6 pence, I'm the king of Spain. And then he turned away from me and walked on just the same. How I wish I was still on the moors of Pendle Hill, where the sweet heather blooms all the day. And when he spoke these speak such words to young maids anymore. And at these thoughts, my will was done. Down the peddler fell, and all the while I feared that I had damned my soul to hell. Can life be such a feeble thing to perish at a whim? Though men may not forgive my crimes, may God forgive my sins. Farewell, mother, my brother, and my sister too. And when I'm covered in cold clay, may the Lord watch over you. How I wish I was still on the moors of Pendle Hill, where the sweet heather blooms all the day. How I wish I was still on the moors of Pendle Hill, where the sweet heather blooms all the day. Oh, once I had a colour as red as a rose. Now my colour has faded like the lily that do grow. Now my colour has faded like the lily that do grow. And if it wasn't for flash company, I should never been so. So you take a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me and tie it around your neck, my love, in your flash company. Flash company's been the ruin of me and the ruin of me quite. If it wasn't for flash company, I should never been so.
We're listening to the best of 2017 this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard from Ofa Rex from their recording The Queen of Hearts. Sounds a bit like Jerry Donahue's version of Fairport Convention. We heard the tune The Yellow Handkerchief, which is also known as Flash Company. It's from their recording on Nonesuch. The singer is Elizabeth Cheney, who is an English traditional singer, and the band includes members of the Decembrists. And before that, we heard from a wonderful recording called The Poacher's Fate from Laura Smythe and Ted Kemp. Laura wrote the tune Alison Device, all about the Pendle Witch Trials of 1612. That's on Broken Token Records. And before that, we let off with a recording called Song on the Times from the band Windborne that I just recently received. We heard Song of the Lower Classes. That's on their own record label, Windborne. Song on the Times, a songbook and album of social struggle. You are listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Martin Simpson just keeps bringing out more and more beautiful recordings. His new one from last year was Trails and Tribulations. The titles of his recordings always seem to be a play on words. Here's Reynardine from Martin Simpson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Among the springing thyme, I overheard a young woman converse with Reynardine. Her hair was black and her eyes were blue, her lips as red as wine, and he smiled as he looked upon her. Says kind sir, be civil, my company forsake, for in my own opinion I fear you are some rake. And if my parents they should know, my life they would destroy for keeping of your company. On the mountains high, oh no, my dear, I am no rake, brought up in Venus' train, but I am searching for concealment, or from the judge's men, and your beauty so enticed me, I could not pass you by, so with my gun I'll guard you all on the mountains high. Once or twice, till she come to again, and most modestly she asked him, pray tell to me your name. If by chance you look for me, perhaps you'll not me find, for I shall be in my green castle. Reynardine. Day and night she followed him, his teeth so bright they did shine, and he led her over the mountain. Did this sly old Ren and I. Thank you.
one's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, lazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, she's taken everything I've got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1801. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the CD The Skeleton Keys by Tricia Spencer and Howard Raines. And we just heard a polka from the Polish settlers in Texas called Oberek. That's on Tiki Parlor Recordings from Spencer and Raines. And before that, from the bonus disc of Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band, they're recording Big Machine, we heard the classic Kinks tune, Sunny Afternoon, from Eliza and the Boys. That's on Topic Records. And before that, from Ports of Call, the newest recording from Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, we heard Silver and Stuff. It's a Norwegian wedding song that they learned from Anna Berg Lien. Ports of Call is on Colburnie Records, and we let off that set with Martin Simpson from his newest, Trails and Tribulations, and his take on Rainerdine. That's on Topic Records. We are listening to the best of 2017, this week and next. Again, very late in the year, I received a fabulous recording. It's called Big Bend Killing, the Appalachian Ballad Tradition, a two-disc set released by the Great Smoky Mountains Association. Two discs of ballads that were pretty much collected in the mountains, but had come from across the sea. Here's Lord Bateman, a traditional ballad from the UK transplanted to the southern mountains. And unlike most traditional ballads, this one has a happy ending. Here's Carol Elizabeth Jones and Lord Bateman on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Lord Bateman was a noble soldier. He thought himself of a high degree. But he would not rest nor be contented until he'd sailed the old salt sea. Oh, he sailed to the east and he sailed to the westward. He sailed all over to the Turkish shore. There he got caught and put in prison, never to be released any more. The Turk, he had a lovely daughter, and she was fair as she could be. She stole the key to her father's prison and swore Lord Bateman she'd set free. She took him down to the deepest cellar, gave him a drink of the strongest wine. She threw her loving arms around him and said, Lord Bateman, if you were mine. They made a vow, they made a promise, for 7 long years to make it stand, that he would marry no other woman, and she would marry no other man. Now 7 long years had rolled around. Those 7 long years seem like 29. She packed up all her gay young clothing and swore Lord Bateman she'd go fine. She sailed to the east and she sailed to the westward. She sailed all over to the English shore. She rode till she came to Lord Bateman's castle and summoned a porter to the door. Oh, is this not Lord Bateman's castle? And is his lordship not within? Oh, yes, said the gay young porter. He's just now bringing his new bride in. Go tell him to bring me a piece of bread. Go tell him to bring me a glass of wine, and not to forget the Turkish lady who freed him from his close confines. What news, my gay young porter? What news brings you to me? There stands a lady outside your castle. the finest lady ever did see. She has gold rings on every finger, and on some fingers she has three. She has enough gold around her middle to buy Northumberland from thee. Then up and spoke the new bride's mother. She was often known to speak so free. Said, what's to become of my only daughter, who's just become a bride to thee? No harm will come your only daughter. She is none the worse for me. She came to me with a horse and saddle, and she'll go home with a coach and three. Lord Bateman pounded his fist on the table. He broke it into pieces, one, two, three. Said, I'll not forsake my Turkish lady, who saved me from my slavery.
People that are dressed in red, sit down. Look look of those people that are dressed in red. They look like the band that Moses led.
Sit down.
I can't sit down.
Sit down.
I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
You know I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I got to walk around.
People that are dressed in blue, sit down. Look at those people dressed in blue, sit down. Look at those people that are dressed in blue. I swear they're working on a building too.
Sit down.
I can't sit down.
Sit down.
I can't sit down. Walk around and look at those people that are dressed in black. Sit down. Look at those people dressed in black. Sit down. Say a prayer for the people that are dressed in black. Their souls are lost. They won't be back.
Sit down.
I can't sit down.
Sit down.
I can't sit down.
April Virch and Joe Newberry have been traveling around a lot, doing shows the past couple of years. They finally have a recording together. It's called Going Home. And we heard an old tune from Wade and Julia Maynor, I Can't Sit Down. And that fiddle tune that was in there was Trip to Windsor by Dan R. McDonald. Nice Canadian fiddle tune. It's on Slabtown Records, Going Home, from Joe Newberry and April Virch. And before that, from Bruce Green and his recording from last year, River in Time, traditional songs and fiddle tunes from the Tow River Valley, which is in western North Carolina. We heard Sheep's in the Meadow and the Cows in the Corn from Bruce Green. And we let off that set with a wonderful new recording called Big Bend Killing, a 2-CD set featuring the Appalachian Ballad tradition released by the Great Smoky Mountains Association. And we heard Lord Bateman from Carol Elizabeth Jones from Big Bend Killing. We're featuring the best of 2017 this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we're going to open this last set with Alice Gerard and Kay Justice and Ola Bell Reed's classic tune, Tear Down the Fences, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Sunday morning, sun's a-shining, flowers blooming everywhere. Birds are singing, soft winds blowing, whispering a message in the air. If I could have one wish and know it would come true, I'd wish that God would give us strength to know just what to do, and we could tear down the fences that fence us all in. Fences creep.
created by such evil men. Oh, we could tear down the fences that fence us all in, and we could walk together again. Sunday morning, dark clouds rising. Oh, there's no sunshine anywhere. Strong winds blowing. God give us wisdom to grasp the message in the air.
If I could have one wish and know it would come true, I'd wish that God would give us strength to know just what to do. And we could tear down the fences that fence us all in, fences created by such evil men. Oh, we could tear down the fences fences all in, and we could walk together again.
Oh, we could walk together again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to part one of the best of 2017 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And as I stare at my pile of wonderful CDs, it looks like we might not be able to get it done next week. When we listen to some blues and some Celtic music and some songwriters, we might have to extend it into a couple more weeks. We just heard the band The Bucking Mules from their recording Smoke Behind the Clouds and a great tune called Wild Geese at Flight. That's on Free Dirt Records. And before that, from Bela and Abigail, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, and their new recording from last year, Echo in the Valley. And we heard the lead-off track, Over the Divide. That's on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Alice Gerard and Kay Justice, along with Gail Gillespie. And the three of them are known as the Herald Angels when they go around and play. We heard Tear Down the Fences, Ola Bell Reed's classic tune, which is the title track of their recording. It's on Kay Bell Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1801.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my